Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
Now let's talk about the South African film and television industry. I mean, this is one industry where it has historically been a male-dominated business, with particularly poor representation of women behind the camera. I mean, how often have you ever heard of a woman saying, I'm a producer, I'm a, you know, I'm a creative director, I'm all of this. But we are starting to hear this. And one such lady who is leading from the front is Karen Thornton, the station manager of Cape Town TV. And it's Karen, a very good morning to you. Let me start there. How are you doing this morning?
I'm feeling okay. I'm not a morning person, but I'll do my best.
We'll work around you, Karen. I mean, you know, we talk about Cape Town TV and we talk about, you know, the roots of community television. I was still back in PE and I already knew what Cape Town television was. I mean, take us through the process of how did you even begin of thinking to start such a wonderful platform for South Africans?
Wow, that's a good question.
Karen,
I must
apologize. You sound very, very far. I don't know
okay.
Whether there we go.
Let me put my phone. This phone of mine is a problem with the speaker, but I'll talk right into the mouthpiece.
There you go, loud and clear.
So I mean, the story really goes back to the early 90s when I was an activist in the Film and Allied Workers Organization during the anti-apartheid sort of era, where we were really looking at, you know, what sort of television environment did we want in the new democratic South Africa. And when we were still sort of coming up with the IDA Act, we wrote in, you know, the three tiers of television or broadcasting, including public, private, and community. So the whole seed of the idea of community media first started out in the early 90s and then took a long, long time to come to fruition. As ICASA initially prioritized community radio stations. So at that stage, we formed an organization called the Open Window Network, which was an national NGO that was developing community television nationally on the ground. Unfortunately, it was only around about 2004 that ICASA really started looking seriously at issuing community TV licenses. And at that stage, I was working for the Arts and Media Access Center, formerly CAP, and we decided to approach a number of other organizations to begin an initiative in Cape Town. So we spoke to Kavet and Bush Radio and Public Eye and Workers World Media Productions, and we formed a collective. And then at that point, we really started doing quite widespread consultations with civil society in Cape Town, and then we founded the organization in 2006 with over 187 nonprofit organizations coming together to found the station. And then we all worked, a couple of us, on a voluntary basis for 2 years to set up the initiative, and we got funding from the MBDA and eventually launched the station in 2008. So it's been a hell of a journey, I must say.
I mean, you know, when you can tell you come from that old school where, I mean, in South Africa right now, if you talk to a young person, you say, would you be prepared to put in 2 years without perhaps that much compensation? And I'll tell you right now, the answer will be hell no. You know, it takes so much sacrifice. But, you've seen the sacrifices and you've seen what you had to give up to get this thing up and going. Has the industry changed much? I mean, when it comes to allowing women to be the front runners within the industry, but also allowing more women to get involved?
Yeah, look, it probably, but very, very slowly. I must say, when I was... again, back in the 90s when I was working in the film industry, I worked on a couple of feature films, and I must say I was so appalled at you know, being a young activist and working on a film set. It was my ideal, you know, to make movies. But I was so shocked to see the levels of conservatism and sexism and you know, that whole testosterone-driven kind of environment, that I was quite repulsed by it. And that's when I decided that I would rather focus on alternative media where, you know, where the whole, you know, human rights and social justice was really right at the core of what we did. And we sought to do things differently and include people that are excluded in society, whether it's women or working class people or black people. You know, that for me became the raison d'etre of what we were trying to achieve with community television. And I must say, we've done, I pat myself on the back here, but I think we've done a really good job. I mean, if you had to visit Cape Town TV, you'll see it's an incredibly diverse organization with, especially at the senior management level, you know, there's, the majority of the management team are women. And so, yeah, I mean, and it's a pity the industry isn't moving as quickly, but I think there are changes happening in the industry as well with organizations such as SWIFT that are really starting to highlight issues of women in film and television.
You know, listening to you speak, I cannot help but admire the fact that, you know, with some people that have been through a lot, you can actually hear in their voice that they've learned some lessons along the way here. And one of those lessons is to just breathe at times. I mean,
oh, yes.
just breathe. And I want to ask that, I mean, in your journey, you've started this and you are a pioneer in your own right. What are some of the lessons that you've learned? I mean, if you were sitting in front of a young girl now, heck, in front of a child right now, what would your message be to them to make them aspire to be like you and even better?
Look, I mean, I can't tell you how much I've learned. It's been an incredible journey. And in fact, if I'd known back then it was going to take so long to get to where we are now, I might have reconsidered, taking such a long journey. But it really, really has taught me so much. And I think more than anything else, it's taught me tenacity, which is to have a clear goal and be absolutely focused on that goal and not to be, you know, waylaid by negativity and by challenges. It's so easy just to focus on the negative, whereas when you want to achieve what you want to achieve, you have to be quite focused, but you also have to be flexible. You have to be very positive, and you have to be very patient because it's a long and winding path with many, many challenges along the way. But you just have to keep going. You know, as Winston Churchill said, you know, sometimes when you're in hell, you've just got to keep going forward. And sometimes it has been. I mean, there have been times along our journey, particularly in the last 10 years, when we started running the channel, where we really thought it was all over, you know, and it was all over. We had to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off. You know, I don't know if you know much about our history, but at one stage we were moved from one frequency to another. And we'd built up at that stage, that was 2011. So we'd built up an audience of about 1.7 million at that point. And then we were moved to another frequency at the top end of the UHF spectrum. And we literally lost all of our viewers overnight. And ICASA hadn't told us that people would actually, in order to get, you know, to tune into CTV, they would have to go and buy a wideband aerial and install it on the roof of their house at a cost of 500 rand. Nobody told us that you couldn't pick up this dodgy signal, you know, with a normal aerial. And it took us 2 years to convince ICASA to give us another frequency and then to migrate our entire audience back to Channel 32, which is where we are today. So, you know, things like that can happen, and it's very easy to lose faith and to give up. And I think the other very important thing, especially for young women, is self-belief. And believing that you can do it, you know, not feeling like an imposter, and feeling like, no, I can do this. I believe in myself and I'm capable. And, you know, and for me, that's a very important thing.
No, most certainly powerful, powerful words. And, you know, as you say, Cape Town TV has been around, I mean, since 2006 and is still going strong. Very quickly, Karen, from here on, what's next for Cape Town TV?
Well, I think the sky's the limit for us. I mean, as I was saying to somebody the other day, I feel like we've baked the cake and it's risen really nicely. And now we're putting the icing on and we're putting the hundreds and thousands. So we really are... We're turning 10 this year in September, and we've, you know, done this big technical upgrade, and things are looking really good, and now we're really starting to work towards excellence and really good programming and community participation. So I think there's really, really good things that are going to come from Cape Town TV in the next, you know, years to come.
And you know what?
And by the way, I just want to say I love your channel. You're my favorite radio station. If anyone dares to change my channel or my car, I get very upset. I really enjoy what you people are doing as well. So congratulations to you as well.
Whoop, whoop. We're bringing up our hands. But listen, Karen, before I let you go, though, I do want to say thank you to guys like you for joining us. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Karen, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you. Thank